Hello, how's everyone doing? This is Pastor Romel Moore, pastor of Kingdom Convoy Church. Today we're going to continue on part three, dealing with understanding faith. Now in part two, I delve into time and eternity in relationship to faith. We talked about the fourth dimension of the physical world that came from the six dimensions of the spirit realm. And to bring things even more on a practical level, I want to talk about, I want to use the example of hardware and software when it comes to computers and relating it to the spiritual essence of man and the physical essence of man. We are spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit. We have a soul that live in the body. So we're 2/3 spiritual, 1/3 physical. So if we take the physical part of man as the hardware, and if we view the spiritual part of man, the soul and the spirit, as the software, I believe this example will give us a better in-depth practical application of how this works. So we know that hardware is physical. It has its limitations. It is stationary. It can only be in one place at a time. So there are many limitations to hardware. But when it comes to software, and we view that as the information that it brings, software, it is limitless. Okay? Software can be presented in a limitless capacity. You don't necessarily see it, touch it, feel it, taste it, or smell it, but it is real. Now, you may see your computer, you can see your hard drive, you can see the computer screen, okay, because it's physical. It's in one place at one time. But the software is a picture of that which is spiritual, if you would. Okay? So we're going to go from there. I want you to imagine, let's use, let's go old school and use a floppy disk. That's what we used to put in our computers back in the day. So if we use a floppy disk. Say a floppy disk weighs 1.5 ounces. Okay. So you weigh the floppy disk with no information on it. You just bought it brand new. You put it on the scale. It weighs 1.5 ounces. Okay. So the floppy disk is part of the hardware. Okay. It's that which is physical that is being used. But it is going to house the software, okay? The software is the information that will be uploaded into the hardware of the floppy disk. So the floppy disk is 1.5 ounces. And say, for argument's sake, that that particular floppy disk has unlimited storage space. Say we put billions of bytes of information, we upload that onto the floppy disk, and then you put the floppy disk on a scale, it will still only weigh 1.5 ounces, even though billions of bytes of information is stored in it now. This is a good example of how our physical makeup and our spiritual makeup can be viewed. Currently, what is housed within our hardware of the physical man is unlimited information, gifts, anointings, what have you, of the spirit and the soul that lives inside the physical body. So the physical body is the hardware, and the spirit and the soul is the software. We can't see the information with our physical eyes. We can't appreciate any of that which was uploaded into the hardware. We cannot physically appreciate the software. We cannot physically access, if you would, the software, because the information is invisible, but it is real. The spirit carries no physical weight here, as far as pounds or ounces, on earth. But because it is of an invisible higher dimension, just as we cannot see our soul and our spirit, but it is the software of our tripart being that carries the mind of God, the gifts of God, the spirit of God, the nature of God, the word of God, the armor of God, and the very kingdom of God. All of that is downloaded in our born again spirit, along with the mind, will, and emotions and soul of man. This is the software. It has our software. It has unlimited. We can store unlimited amounts of information. The Bible says that Jesus had the spirit without measure. The Bible says in the Old Testament that Elisha received a double portion of his mentor Elijah's spirit. And because the software is not of the natural realm, its ability to navigate is also limitless. It is not limited to time or space. It is not limited by gravity or acceleration, because it is of another dimension. So when it comes to the man's spirit, soul, and body, we know that the physical part of us is fallen. Our physical bodies will one day die. And as compared to eternity, the little time we have on earth is pretty futile. And this is why we need to redeem the time, since time has a beginning and an end. In order to be effective, we must redeem the time. And how can you have time unless you first take time? That's another story. So when it comes to man's spirit, soul, and body, it is the spiritual part of man where the software is, or the spiritual part of man is the software. And our software is powerful. God have purpose for not only his spirit to live within the software of our spirit, but that is where the kingdom is. The Bible is clear. It says the kingdom of God is within us. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. It is a spiritual kingdom. When we're born again, that kingdom is revealed on the inside of us. So our software is unlimited. That's what the fruit of the spirit is. Part of that software, God downloaded the fruit of the spirit within our born again spirit. the gifts of the Spirit is within our born-again spirit. All of present and future information, illumination, and revelation of the Word of God is in the software that will be housed in our spirit man, okay? Now, this is important when we understand and we're talking about understanding faith and how faith works. A person can look at you. They can look at the hardware and have no clue how important, how awesome, how spiritual, and how powerful, or how much software you carry. Just like you can't look at a floppy disk or a key fob and know how much information is in it, you can't look at a person and know how deep that rabbit hole goes. You can't look at them and know how deep, how powerful, how vast their spiritual software is. This is why God says man looks at the external, but God looks at the heart. Said another way, man looks at the hardware, but God looks at the software. You are more than your hardware. So, now that we understand that, I want you to see something. God have chosen to put his spiritual kingdom. When the Bible says we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Heavenly places is not somewhere out in the ether. Even though heavenly places is a spiritual dimension pertaining to the six dimensions of the spirit, but because we are two-thirds spiritual, the heavenly places is not outside of us. When you're born again, the heavenly places is now inside of you. Because God can put unlimited storage within you because it's spiritual, where time does not exist. He have chosen to put his kingdom within us. Now, words can't even describe how heavy that is. But we got to get to some level of comprehension pertaining to that, because the more we understand about that and access it, the greater of a witness and influence of the kingdom, the greater we'll be able to establish his kingdom here, the greater we'll be able to manifest his kingdom here. And we will stop being like the disciples of Jesus, who sat around for 3.5 years hoping and praying that the kingdom would manifest physically, and began to understand on a higher spiritual level that Jesus going to the cross, remember he said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it was not so, I would have told you. And he said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. He didn't say where I am going, where I will be. He said where I am. Where was he? He was at that moment a son of God. He had the Spirit of God. He had the mind of God. That's where he was. He knew his authority. He walked in his authority. He represented the kingdom. That's why he went preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's where he was. That's not where he was going. He said that where I am, ye may be also. So he had to go. Remember, he said, I am the door. He had to go and die on the cross. And through the work of Calvary, the door was open for you and I through repentance to enter into the kingdom so that we could be where he was. And if you're born again, now you are where he was, and where he was is the kingdom. Because within your born again spirit, you were able to be born again and recreated in Christ Jesus because he became a ransom at the cross. And that's why he said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. Within your spirit now is the Father's house, individually, and when we come together corporately. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and when we come together, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So now the Father's house lives inside of you. So we have to come to a higher understanding and knowledge of how God designed this thing. Everything you need is not outside of who you are, not because you are great, but because he is great and he have decided to live within you. Because he is great and he have decided to put his kingdom within you. Because he is great and the dimensions of the spirit, because the spirit man has everlasting life, because the spiritual part of us is eternal. Everything that pertaineth to life and godliness is on the inside of you. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now those heavenly places is not outside of you because you're born again, and the two-thirds spirit on the inside of you can handle the software. So if you weigh 150 pounds after you're born again in the kingdom and the Holy Ghost and all the resources of heaven now lives on the inside of you, you still will weigh 150 pounds. That same floppy disk that when you bought it brand new, that was 1.5 ounces. After you put billions of bytes of information inside of it, in the natural realm, it would still weigh 1.5 ounces. Though it is full. So the Bible says to be filled with the fullness of God. And as we pursue that, and as we grow in grace, and as we grow in the knowledge and wisdom of God, as we begin to understand and operate in our spiritual gifts and our anointings and mantles and things of that nature, as we begin to manifest his kingdom on earth, it is important that we understand the software of the kingdom, the software of our born again spirit, the software of the things of God that is housed inside the hardware of this plain old physical fallen floppy disk called the flesh.